United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada. Canada. Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night. And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It's it has something to do with transponding. Oh, oh, oh! He's a transponster. That's not even a word.
Yeah, he beat like he stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown, Clemson, Renzo, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle, I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
And welcome in. Glad to have you with us on a Monday, November the 6th, 2017. It is Out of Bounds. We are live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Come by and see us, as Kelly said so eloquently on Twitter this morning. Get some nugs. I have 12 nugs. Sometimes they get a little, I don't know, they forget to count. Like,
no,
sometimes you know
Chick-fil-A
when you count
never
one,
makes
two, three,
mistakes.
13, 14 nugs, the reg in my order.
Really?
Maybe, look, maybe I'm a favorite. I do eat here a lot. We have great conversations in the drive-thru line normally here about whatever's going on in sports, particularly now Clemson football, like what the heck's going on with whoever. And so maybe they just throw in a couple for, you know, their favorite customer, Kwok. I have no idea.
Here's the question. Which number is greater, the amount of nugs Chick-fil-A will give you in the average 12 count or the amount of points Clemson is favored over Florida State?
Oh, that would be Clemson favored over Florida State. I can't imagine.
I'm going to laugh
in a
once
universe.
A segment at that. Okay?
I know you are.
You know I am.
We live in a universe where Clemson is a 3-score favorite in the Florida State game. And
South Carolina is a 9-point favorite over Florida.
Oh, my gosh. But look, my 9-year-old self can't take it. My 9-year-old self can't take it. Elementary school Kwok cannot take that in any way, shape, or form that Florida State is a 17 to 18 point underdog against Clemson coming up this week. We have plenty to discuss today. We certainly will have everybody's favorite game. It's called Rip Dave Doran a New One. We will do it on the show today because that's why we're here. That's basically what pays the bills today, is that I get to tell my true thoughts on Dave Doran. And you know what I hope I never have to do ever again? You know, every now and then when I'll say something about Dave Doran, there will be somebody that texts or they're like, remind us again why you hate Doran, or you know, remind us why that you have you know, such a negative opinion of Dave Doran, or you know, remind us again, like why is it so personal for you and Dave Doran? I really hope I never have to answer that question again, because there are a lot of people that will totally agree with me and understand fully that guy is, as we say in the South, this is the what you would call it, the descriptor equivalent of bless your heart. That guy's a piece of work.
No one will ever ask you again why you hate Dave Doran. So really, in many ways, Saturday was very beneficial to the show and to your cause against Doran that you've been championing
That word is too much for this Monday.
Championing?
That you've been championing since 2013 when he took over.
Yeah, that's a true story. That's a true story. I was totally validated in my irrational, vitriolic hatred of Dave Doran as a person, as a man, as a father and a husband and a football coach. Totally and completely validated in that, and I could not be happier. We will talk about that throughout the program today. Can I say nice things about NC State? Will that just go against the grain if I just get some nice things about it? It'll be more nice things than Dave Doran said about Clemson. Can I say nice things about NC State before we, like, go in?
Well, yes, because we're a classy show that has class.
And we tell the truth.
We're full of class.
Right.
We try to be, and we don't boo and throw stuff at people.
We do woo.
Oh, we do.
We will woo. Yes, we do. We will woo.
Real quick about the NC State fan base, because we were there. We were both there. You were in the press box. Again, I was with the people. Funny how that keeps happening. Yes. So I was amongst the people, and
yes.
I didn't get anything. No NC State fan attacked me, or that's very aggressive. Of course not. But, like, in terms of...
Were you
of,
sitting at the top of the stadium? Because if you were anywhere but the top, there was a chance you would get hit by a flying object.
Yeah, no, I
like,
was...
what I heard, it was basically UFO Central there, where stuff was just flying around whacking people. That's what I heard.
On the side of the press box. I don't even consider that second deck of theirs to be a top deck. That's more of a... Like, it's not an
upper
deck.
It's a middle deck.
It's a middle deck.
It's like their stadium is a three-deck stadium that's missing the third.
Yeah. It's not an upper deck. But anyway, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't barked at like you are at Georgia or whatever. So it was pretty good interaction with the fans in general. Actually, very nice NC State fans that we met doing the Tiger pregame show.
And I should say, let's get this out of the way. Not all NC State fans are the jacklegs you see on social media and the people that seem like horrible humans that just throw things at people and like to get a running start before they spit at people. Not everyone is like that. Go ahead.
Exactly right. So it was a pretty good experience in that regard. That being said, I think overall in the stadium, that fan base, when you put them all together, is one of the saltiest. And by that I mean, translate that to bitter, you know? They're just one of the saltiest fan bases I've ever experienced. And I think they booed 30 different times. And they just booed everything. And I swear, if Jim Valvano, God rest his soul, had risen from the grave, walked to midfield, they would have booed him. They booed every single thing. They booed every single thing. And I know
they boo Chuck Amato? I love Chuck Amato. I almost wore my bright orange shoes for Chuck Amato. You know, he used to have these, like, size 19 ginormous Ronald McDonald red shoes he'd wear at big games. And before the game started, he already lost his voice.
Yeah.
So he'd say things like, "We got to play well today. We got to." He was totally straining his voice all the time. And so I can't imagine, like, when he got choked up and emotional, that he was able to actually say words.
I mean, they would have booed any human. Anybody. That's what it felt like in NC State. And one of my friends said it best. They were celebrating 125 years, right, of football. And NC State, 125 years of football, 125 years of not winning anything. It's kind of what it is.
Is NC State like South Carolina?
I mean,
Like, people keep saying this like it's a new revelation that NC State and South Carolina are kind of the same.
But that's why I think the fan base was so salty and so bitter and just booing everything, because they just felt deep in their heart that they were going to find a way to mess it up. And they were already frustrated with themselves. And that's what happened. That's what happened.
You know, if Dave Doran weren't so detestable all the time, every day of his miserable life, then I would say that his saltiness after the game was more because it's over. Like, whatever happens next is you're a day closer to being fired.
He's not getting his extension now, I would assume.
Well, he might, because they never win 10 games and they have a chance to win 10 games, although, have you seen who's coming up next?
Yeah.
Some kind of tough teams where if you're not dialed in and you might wet your pants in the game, like the Boston College, Wake Forest. I wouldn't want to play them after this.
You saw the Clemson stats of 9 straight wins against top 25 teams and 13-1 against ranked teams in the past 3 years. I looked up what Doran was, and I think you know this. If you count Florida State and Louisville this year,
you have to count them. You have to count for his benefit.
Because they were ranked at the time.
Yeah.
He took over for the 2013 season. Since then, Dave Doran is 2-12. Against ranked teams.
That's
do
including
not extend his contract, NC State.
They're going to extend it because he's still going to have is still basically the second best season in the 125 history of their miserable program. That's why their fans are so upset, because it's over. The dream is done. They're losing everybody this year. This was their chance. This has a feel. Clemson fans can understand this. This has the feel. Kelly, I noticed back in my day, this has the feel of 2007 at Clemson when everybody was there and you had the Atlanta Atlantic Division. You hosted Boston College in your place. You were ahead late in the game. Matt Ryan pulls it out of his behind, whips the ball to the wide open receiver. Aaron Kelly drops the ball, and the dream is over. Everyone is dead. Basically, people leaping from bridges into Lake Harbel. Like that, it was over. It was completely over. And then in 2008, Tommy Bowden was summarily was resigned at the in the middle of the season. That was it. You could just tell, like, that was the shot to get it done. Florida State was down. Boston College, you played them really tough, and then you had them at your place, and you played well at home to that point in the season. And you had them in the game, you had them right where you wanted them, and you played well, and you couldn't close the deal. As I watched it again, I watched the game again this morning, almost to its conclusion, and I gotta say, that's what it felt like for NC State. That gut punch, that kick right in there, where you just have no idea if you're ever going to get that opportunity again, because NC State, with no conference championships in almost 40 years, 38 years since they won a conference. They have not won a division title in the 13, 14 years, whatever, since they went to divisions. This is a team that does not know what it's like to have any modicum of success, even a chance. They have more seniors on their defensive starting lineup than Clemson has on their entire roster, walk-on scholarship, you name it. They couldn't win. Right. They couldn't do it in their building. So I'd be upset, too, if I was them.
And I'm so glad you bring that up, because when we were talking about this on the pregame show and we talked about NC State's experience, especially in the defense, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, experience is important. Don't get me wrong. And it's kind of irreplaceable at times. But fifth-year seniors at NC State, if you do the math, and I think I'm right with this, it could be a little off, but the point is there. Fifth-year seniors for NC State have won less games in an NC State uniform than some of the redshirt sophomores for Clemson. I mean, so you can have as much experience as you want, but if those seniors are used to losing to every ranked team they play, it's not going to matter.
It's the contrast of the two programs. We know the wins and losses. That tells the whole story. But when you watch them on the field, the contrast in the two programs, and again, we'll get to the ins and outs of the game because I got a lot of thoughts on this, and I promise you, I am going to say a lot of good things about NC State, because there were some things about the game that I was truly pleased, pleasantly surprised that they did that actually made it harder for Clemson. I was pleasantly surprised in a number of areas.
Also, I have to apologize to Ryan Finley and the Finley family because, again, on the pregame show, I said that Ryan Finley was very slow and was not going to get any yards and was not going to run the ball at all, and Clemson was going to get to him.
Don't ask Cleveland Farrell, or don't tell Cleveland Farrell that.
I was shocked by how mobile Ryan Finley looked, so I'll just put that out there, because Ryan Finley, you know, juking Cleveland Farrell out of his shoes, and look, Farrell had a great game. Farrell played really well.
He did. Defensive lineman of the week in the ACC, 12 tackles. We'll go through some of that. Mitch Hyatt, offensive lineman of the week. Did you see on Kelly Bryant's touchdown run where the one that was up the middle, not the one on the sideline, but the one up the middle, Mitch Hyatt was a pulling blocker and took out one guy with each arm? Filled the hole. There were two guys in the hole. He fills it himself as a blocker. One guy with the left, one guy with the right. Boom, both out of the way, and Kelly Bryant scores.
Clemson did not allow a sack. Kelly Bryant was just basic. I mean, he, of course, scrambled and used his legs, but he was untouched. He was living life.
Well, some of that is he got the ball away out of rhythm, off kilter. You know, the timing was off. We'll get to that, too, because I think Kelly Bryant shoulders a lot of blame. But I also think that you've got to give NC State some credit for that. And, again, some of this is opinion that I have sort of come around on second take, where you watch the game live, you have a certain opinion. I know coaches sometimes say things, and they're like, you know, after going back and watching it, I feel like da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and they'll amend their thoughts. I felt like the second time I watched the game, I was willing to give NC State way more credit defensively for disrupting the timing of Clemson's deep routes. Some of them were on Kelly, some of them were on the receivers, but a good many of them NC State had quite the hand in.
Do you think when Dave Doran watches the tape again that he will apologize for his laptop comment?
No, he's probably going to double down. More on that in a second, because your favorite Clemson beat writer has written something, chances are. I mean, any website you go to, they're going to have written something about this Dave Doran laptop gate, this laptop gate 2017, that is just a non-issue, and it just speaks to what a childish little man Dave Doran is, and how angry he is at everything. He hates Santa Claus. He hates Thanksgiving. Every holiday, he hates it. He hates Halloween and the cute little costumes the kids have. He hates your little 3-year-old kid that wants to take a picture with him because he doesn't know any better. Dave Doran hates everything. He hates everything and everybody, and he so hates everything and everybody that he had no choice but the first words out of his mouth. Now, again, he could have said, congratulations to Clemson. They did great,
blah, blah, blah.
Oh, man, he said, I got no magic for you guys. Does anyone have any questions? And, of course, the first question is about the officiating, and he says one statement on the officiating and then gives his longest answer related to Clemson on Laptop Gate 2017. It's the second sentence he says in the postgame is about this imaginary, fictitious laptop that was calling plays and helping people and blocking the signals from coming in and causing NC State to miss a line. That all of that apparently was decided because a 20-year-old laid a laptop down on the side of a tent somewhere on the sideline. Like, what kind of absolute nonsense is that guy spouting? What is he doing with his life that he's that angry and frustrated?
Apparently, Clemson's social media team is so good they can win football games.
I mean, he needs to, like, volunteer at a homeless shelter or, like, hit up a church somewhere. Like, he's just a bitter, angry man.
Honestly, from what I experienced at Carter-Finley, I think that he is kind of an extension of that fan base.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
I mean, when, again, this is one of my favorite pieces, and I'm going to give him a shout because I actually enjoyed every single thing I read about Dave Doran. Everything from the Clemson beat writers. But there was one. It was this guy named Sean Crest who writes for NSAOnline.com. The North State Journal, and he was a colleague of Brett Friedlander. He put it in great perspective. He said, you know, usually coaches rise above the bottom 1% of their fan base that was throwing things on the field and like losing their minds and all this, and yet Dave Doran in his postgame comments, he decides to spout conspiracy theories that'll only stoke the flames, and then he applauds the fans for their passion in a tweet at the end of the game. So he didn't apologize for people spitting on the officials and throwing stuff at Clemson and throwing stuff at the officials and hitting police officers with debris. He didn't apologize for any of that. All the videos of people giving the very coordinated double bird in the stands. You saw that one?
It's like they had done it before.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Just unbelievable that the guy would stick behind his fans like that. But again, all is lost, and basically he's a hopeless person with no future, and every game between now and the end of his tenure, he's just a little bit closer to being fired. Hey, Zero Res can clean up the vomit that Dave Doran spewed in his postgame press conference. Impress your friends and family with a clean home. Zero Res brings a whole new meaning to clean carpets, like new carpets, and power water so there's no residue. No odors, no toxic chemicals. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Call 558-7300. No one cleans like Zero Res. Judah Davis in the house, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back live for Chick-fil-A and Clemson in just a moment.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
Introducing Bamboo Court, a new community from Tom Winkoff & Associates. 14 townhome-style condos with 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and walk-in closets. Bamboo Court is luxury living on the CAT bus route near Clemson University. Pre-selling for August 2018, starting at $195,500. Learn about Clemson's newest townhomes at tomwinkoff.com. For your game day condo or for your college student, call Susie at 303-8070 today. Bamboo Court is a Tom Winkoff development.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Fall is a great time to play golf. Come out November 10th to Arrowhead Point's Open House. Noon shotgun start and just $25 per player. Sign up as a foursome or we'll pair you on a team if you're a single. Wilson, Cobra, and Bridgestone will be on the driving range demonstrating their products. Lunch at 11 and there will be on-course games. Arrowhead Point's Open House, Friday, November 10th. Space is limited, so sign up now at 706-283-6000. Arrowhead Point on Richard B. Russell Lake, Alberton.
The weather's cooling and the great deals are heating up at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Hit the road in a 2017 Mustang V6 Coupe with 6-speed manual transmission. Sale priced at just $22,966 after $2,500 rebate plus tax and tag. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Serving you for over 86 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, the ride of a lifetime.
Have you met John from the Butcher's Block in Anderson? John has some exciting news you've been waiting for. Their Meat and Three has had such a fantastic response, they are now offering their full menu, including the Meat and Three, on Sundays from 11 to 3. Food so scrumptious, you'll want to come back again and again. While the Butcher's Block in Anderson is the best place to be for their deli and Meat and Three, they also have awesome pre-prepared meals for those nights you just can't pull it together. Everything you need to feed the family, all ready to go. They've got 10 different tailgate packages to choose from, too. Swing by and pick it up on the way to the stadium, and it's ready to toss on the grill. They have a meal of the week that they post on Facebook with your chance to win it. If you have an event you need catered, they can handle everything. And they're a full-service butcher, too. More food, more choices, and more opportunities to enjoy the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Or give them a call at 864-359-2099.
Hi friends, Mickey Pollard here for Harry's Razors. I have a brand new game day tradition. I start with Harry's Razors, I shave, and then I put on my post-shave balm to smell good every single game day. I don't start my day without doing that. Harry's is so confident in their razors, they're going to give you a free trial set. All you do is pay for the shipping. Harry's has a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades, a lubricating strip with a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a convenient travel blade cover. They're going to do this for you. It is a free trial set. The quality of their blades are so great, they're going to send this to you for free. All you have to do is pay a few bucks for shipping. And you heard me right. You cover shipping when you sign up, and everything is free. Plus, with a special offer to fans right now, you get all this and more. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code Mickey at checkout. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. Enter the promo code Mickey. They're going to give you a post-shave balm for free as well. That's harrys.com, promo code Mickey.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Now we can start the celebration.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The second you walked through the door, I caught a buzz.
Hi, welcome back live from Chick-fil-A at Clemson. Glad to have you with us, William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. Scott Sampson going to join us in the next segment talking about something that... All right, people are going to get so mad about this. Do you look past teams that are your favored by double digits against? Do you look to, like, the South Carolina game, maybe, where Clemson might be a single-digit favorite in that game?
So, basically what you're saying is that the most difficult game remaining on Clemson's schedule is not at home against the Florida State Seminoles, but it is on the road at South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, Florida State, it might be close. Oh, they are incapable. They are in incapable territory. They're not capable of winning. They're just not. They're not capable of winning. They'll get close. Who have they beaten? They beat Duke on the last second. They're incapable
of
closing out a game.
Their best win is Syracuse.
They can't win the game. Like, Syracuse, the guy missed the field goal. They tried to hand it to him.
Eric Dungy didn't play the whole first quarter.
I know.
Because he was hurt.
Ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Florida State has no chance. So we're looking ahead to South Carolina, the chicken kicking challenge.
We are not looking ahead to South Carolina.
Just kidding.
As much as I just
trying to troll everybody.
I can't rationalize it, Quack.
You know who's looking ahead to Clemson, South Carolina? Florida State fans who want no part of this game whatsoever. They're so ashamed to bring this team into Death Valley.
In today's edition of What a Crazy Time We Live In,
what
right?
What a time. Yeah.
Mississippi State has a better chance to beat Bama this weekend than Florida State does to beat Clemson per the points that Vegas has given out. Alabama's a 14.5-point favorite against Mississippi State. Again, Mississippi State is on the road, so that's, I mean, that's part of it. And Clemson's a 17-point favorite, so there's that. Just put that in perspective.
I would call that a minor, that's a minor outrage.
Yeah.
Minor outrage. 654 Roar's the number. We're coming to you in the phones in just 1 second. I'm having a little trouble with the phone lines here just for the moment. Like, I was going to come to you guys, and then it kind of went wonky on us. So we're going to see if that works itself out. If not, we'll get to you via other means. This hour is brought to you by the Green Law Firm. If you haven't had a good experience with the IRS, that means you're every person that's had an experience with the IRS. There's no such thing as a good experience with those guys. And whatever the problem is, whatever the issue is, it's personal. It's an issue that it impacts everything about your life. And so because of that, you need the opportunity to get your life back from the IRS. They've taken your life. Now you need to take it back. It's unbelievable what they can do. David Green and the Green Law Firm, they've been doing this for 20 years in the upstate. They're not some 1-800 number. They're not some national company. They're going to give you the results you're entitled to. Again, you want that peace of mind, the opportunity to get your life back from the IRS. They can't change your past, but they certainly can change your future. They understand the tax code. They understand the Fresh Start program. They'll use those, leverage those for your ultimate benefit. Call them today. Free consultation. 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville. Stop by their office right now, 11 McGee Street in Greenville. Check them out on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's greenelaw.legal. Unbelievable what they do with the Green Law Firm. Now we've got the working phone lines.
There we go.
And so now we'll go to the phones.
You know, we're just laptop issues all around.
We do what we can. Tiger Gregg is up today. So many more thoughts on NC State. I got to say nice stuff about NC State. I've also got some more ways to troll Doran. You don't want to miss those later on in the program. Tiger Gregg is up first. Tiger Gregg, what's up?
What's up, Paul? It's just been a fun morning. I mean, it's just been hilarious. I start out listening to Mickey, and this guy calls in. And he's complaining that we don't call a pass play on that last drive and instead of run the ball three times, which was the smartest thing we could have done, and make them use their three timeouts. So they would only have no timeouts left for just like a minute and some few odd seconds left, instead of throwing a pass which stops the clock and gives them a whole bunch of extra time. We got some really genius fans out there. I mean, he was just totally mad about it. I was like, Dude, law coaches coach. Then we have a guy call in later on, and this is the question he asked your last two hosts. He wondered if our kicker practiced kicks in between, like when he's out on the field, to try to work on that hooking it left all the time. I think he's probably sitting over in the medical tent on that so-called laptop playing Madden or something. Maybe he's not practicing kicking. Of course he's practicing kicking. What kind of question is that? I mean, you shouldn't be allowed to ask that question on this station if you listen to it long enough. And the only thing that would have made the game better is the Clemson band, while Dave Dorn was storming off to his press conference, would have played the song the day that Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahassee Bridge. That would have been the great end of that. What a loser. I'd like to hear Roy call in and give his take on Doran, because I think his love for Doran is about somewhere equal to your love for him, too. And getting on Kelly Bryant. Everybody's on Kelly Bryant. The guy has got us in a place to play for the national championship. He's not Joe Montana right yet, but, you know, he won a lot of ball games with his legs. I'll take that. What if he couldn't run and could throw? We'd be in the same situation. You know, give a guy a break. He's a great quarterback, a great kid. He's trying 100% every time he's out there, and he's won us some ball games this year with his legs and with his arms. He had a bad game. Deshaun Watson had a bad game. Threw some interceptions. You know, it happens. Give the kids a break. They're doing good. We're right where we want to be. I mean, we kind of quit nitpicking. Who do we think we are to think we beat everybody by 40 points? It's not going to happen. I'm sick of people being stupid, people. Just call in and act like you've won some games or something. But anyway, give them heck, Carl. I've had enough of this.
Tiger Gregg, very passionate. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. You know, I got to say, I agree with Greg on some of the hypersensitivity of the fans about what happened. Now, I will say this. It is okay to say these two things simultaneously. Clemson's not winning without Kelly Bryant. In fact, I'm going to prove it statistically. They're not winning without Kelly Bryant. The other statement is that Kelly Bryant cost Clemson an opportunity to put the game away so much earlier in the game because he still is not on the same page. He does not have a great rapport with his receivers. Is that fair to say?
I think we're overreacting, to be honest.
He was 0 for 10 on throws that traveled 15 or more
that
yards.
That was his worst game of the year,
0 for 10.
Right? That was his worst game of the year.
That was his worst game, yes, absolutely.
He has not... But every other game, besides Auburn, and I kind of take that one out because it was his second start. It was his first big game. And, I mean, that game was just a defensive slugfest. But the fact that he's had this one game of being poor downfield does not change the fact that he generally throws a good deep ball. Now, look, it was not good against NC State, but I'm not just going to take that one game and suddenly say Kelly Bryant cannot throw a pass longer than 10 yards. I'm not just going to sit there and say that his abilities are completely gone.
However, would you have said that he was good at that deep ball prior to this game?
Yes, I would have.
He was good at throws down the field?
I thought that he was throwing a good deep ball throughout the year, yeah.
I think he's been terrible at deep balls. Personally, I think he's been terrible at deep balls. I think where he's good is in that 10 to 20 yard range, those intermediate throws.
He's been terrible.
Oh yeah, he's been terrible. Especially when he contrasts him with his predecessor, where he is better in intermediate throws to the sideline. He has not been able to activate anybody downfield. I would love to see the numbers. Somebody has him. David Hale or somebody has him. The numbers on throws that travel 20 yards or more downfield, the so-called deep throws, I bet he's like 33% completion.
But
and that's just not okay. It's okay to be frustrated by that, especially when you're taking as many shots as Clemson did over 15 yards, and he didn't complete any of them.
When you compare him to Deshaun, again, that is never fair. And we can keep doing this. I don't know when we're going to ever stop, but my gosh, Kelly Bryant is not Deshaun Watson. Kelly Bryant is not Deshaun Watson. And what he did against NC State is kind of what we all thought he would do at the beginning of the year. And if you were going to tell me that Kelly Bryant was going to be pretty bad, throwing the deep ball and then passes longer than 10 yards, but he was going to rush for about 100, he was going to complete some timely throws, he was going to score two rushing touchdowns, he's only going to have one turnover, and his offense is going to score 38 points, 31 if you count Ray Ray's return as not part of his offense.
By the way,
if Clemson was going to score 38 points and win a game on the road, every single person would have been fine with that. We have been spoiled early because he looked so good against Louisville and looked so good against Virginia Tech that suddenly Kelly Bryant is, you know, one of the elite quarterbacks in the country with his arm. He is not, but he does what Clemson needs to win the game, and he led an offense to score 38 points on the road. And I'm not just going to all of a sudden say because of one game that he is terrible at throwing the ball past 10 yards. I think he's been decent. Give me some numbers, and you might change my mind. But when I think of the deep balls he connected on at Louisville and some other, I mean, it's not like that we're just throwing tons of deep balls here. That's not exactly what this offense has done.
No, I will say this. J.J. Redick was great at Duke, right? J.J. Redick's great at Duke, right?
Yes.
All right, who was after J.J. Redick as like the shooter at Duke?
As the shooter?
Yeah, like the outside shooter. Like, who was one of the ones? Like, one of the guys that just spot him and shoot it. Can we just say Luke Kennard?
Yeah, I mean,
all right.
That's a lot of time in between. But
right. Okay, so let's just say that Luke Kennard was right after J.J. Redick.
You could say Shire.
Okay. All right, let's say Shire. Oh, good. Goody. We get to pick on Shire.
I love Shire.
So let's say
Oh, no,
Redick.
But you're going to pick on him.
Redick is outrageous, right? And Shire's not Redick. In fact, the standards...
Shire did some other things really
exactly
well that
right.
Redick didn't
exactly
do.
Right. But as a shooter, we should not compare Shire and Redick,
no,
right?
No, that's unfair.
We should not.
It's
but
completely unfair.
If Shire went 0 for 10 on three-pointers, you would say that Shire had a bad game on three-pointers without comparing him to Redick, right? That's just a basic standard for someone who shoots.
But he also had 8 assists. He had 12 points. He was 5 for 5 from the free throw line. He added 5 boards. Like... There's other things he did.
I understand it. I don't think anybody's saying that Kelly Bryant is a bad quarterback or that he had a bad game generally against NC State. That was definitely his worst game. And I think the reason it was his worst game is because he was like impossibly inaccurate on the deep ball. There were a couple times, and I'll say this too. Throws 15-plus yards downfield. Here it is. Let's see. These are ACC quarterbacks. Kelly Bryant, 39.6%. He said 19 out of 48.
Yeah, that's
deep
not good.
Shots. That's not great. Yards per attempt is 11.6, and a lot of those are like the 70, 80-yard passes. Four touchdowns, one interception. Let's see. Some of these numbers is QBR in these plays, 86.2, which is actually not that bad. Some of that is the efficiency of some of the plays where, you know, James Blackman, I mean, he's 15 for 54, but a lot of those are probably right at 15 instead of like the 60, 70 yeah. yard. But you know what I'm saying?
He's about average if you look at this list. Kelly Bryant is.
Right. So, I don't want to overstate the issue here, but the fact that they kept going up top, and it just seems like it's not jump balls where the defender's making a play. It's like the ball's hitting the ground, right? You see why? Like, I understand why people are frustrated by that, where they see the ball hit the ground where the receiver doesn't have a chance. Now, I want to talk about, there were two other aspects of this that I think are quite interesting on deep passes, where it seems like Clemson just, for whatever reason, they just weren't able to get going, and it wasn't Kelly Bryant's fault, and the lines are slab jammed.
We need to go to these phone
lines. I want to get one more, because we also have Scott Sampson coming up in our next segment, who is now here with us in the flesh at Chick-fil-A at Clemson. Let's go to Clemson Grandpa before we hit our next break. Hey, Clemson Grandpa.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Hope you are.
I'm doing just great. Listen, first of all, we're winning, so Let's just enjoy that. If last year when we lost to Sean, if they would have told us we'd be where we're at right now at the end of last year, everybody would be tickled to death. Number two, a lot of people don't realize it, but there is an epidemic up in Raleigh, and it all started with Dave Dorn, and he's contagious. He's got what they call optical histomolectin, which means, in that medical terminology, he's got some nerves in his eyes that got crossed with the nerves in his rear, and he's got a crappy outlook on life.
I like
so
that. You know what?
That's what the problem is up there.
We've gotten some good texts like, does he hate Hunter Renfro's puppies? He would kick a puppy. Does he hate sick children? Like, I would say yes to all those. It's more likely he hates sick children and Hunter Renfro's dogs than that he loves those things. I really believe that.
Yeah, well, I'm like you. I think he hates Christmas. I think he hates the Easter Bunny. I think he hates himself.
Clemson Grandpa, we got to run. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
All right, take care, guys.
I certainly don't want this to turn into a show where people are like for and against Kelly Bryant. I don't want to do that, because I will bring up that there are a couple of things that people have said after this game, like they need to use running backs more. Heard that a lot this morning in the previous shows, and the Kelly Bryant deep ball. I want to just address both of those things in the context of this particular, not looking at him as a player, but in this particular game, why it would have been harder to use the running backs more, and why it probably was good to do what the Clemson Brain Trust decided to do on offense, and why it was going to be difficult for Kelly Bryant to hit on a bunch of deep balls. One or two, yes. 8 out of 10, whatever people probably wanted, probably not realistic. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Has Kelly Bryant's strength ever been throwing the ball more than 10 yards and completing a high percentage of those passes?
Not from my standpoint.
That's why I'm not really.
I want to ask Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott about that, but not from my standpoint.
Because the guy still, I mean, if Kelly Bryant doesn't do what he does with his legs in that game, Clemson doesn't win.
I agree with that. 100% agree with that. In fact, we're going to argue that. And in fact, we may let Scott Sampson give his thoughts on Kelly Bryant coming up just a little bit from the annual giving office. Short break. We'll come back. Come out and see us live in Chick-fil-A Clemson. The crowd is picking up, and we've got people snapping pictures of us in the drive-thru line, which is always great because I'm looking nice today. I'll be honest with you. How and why am I looking nice today? We'll talk about that coming up next as well. Out of Bounds returns in a moment.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. Join Walt Deptula live this Friday from 3 until 7 at Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson. Get all your game day apparel, tailgating accessories, and great food, as well as craft beer. And enjoy Walt's show live this Friday at Elkmont Trading Company, 100 Liberty Drive in Clemson.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Craig Morgan here with Linex. Let's face it, drop-in bed liners look cheap because, well, they are. They're made of low-quality plastic that's sure to warp, crack, and fade over time. Rocks, debris, and moisture get trapped underneath the liner, too, creating a breeding ground for rust and corrosion. Linex, on the other hand, is fade-resistant, watertight, and sprays seamlessly over your existing bed, creating a rugged look that is backed by a lifetime warranty. So give your truck what it deserves and drop the drop-in and Linex it.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Linex of Anderson today.
Bosch Anderson is hosting a job fair on Thursday, November 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bosch in Anderson on Highway 81 with instant interviews. They are hiring qualified maintenance technicians for 8, 10, and 12-hour shifts. Positions are direct hire and minimum starting pay is $24.03 per hour, including shift premium with a $2,000 signing bonus. Applicants must have an associate's degree or 2 years of technical experience. For more information or to apply online, visit htijobs.com.
Reese Jewelers invites you to their Diamond Design Show, Tuesday, November 7th. You could design her brand new ring or transform an old one into a new heirloom. A craftsman jeweler will be in store to create your personal design. Christmas is coming up, and this could be your chance to score big by taking advantage of this very special day, Tuesday, November 7th, the Redesign Event. Reese Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reese.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
You are unique. The independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group think that your financial plan should also be unique. We offer customized advice and recommendations that you might not get from the big box guys or a robo-advisor with their one-size-fits-all approach. The Kiwi Financial Group can help you accumulate and protect your wealth. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Got a big job for you, kid. We need 50 new hire kits in 3 days.
Easy.
Oh, I don't know, Bob.
Flyers for the trade show, 5 cases of mugs with our new logo. I love the new logo. The little yellow bird.
No problem. I'll go to Vistaprint Corporate.
Vistaprint?
No, Vistaprint Corporate. Vistaprint Corporate partners with large companies like ours, offering the same excellent service, aggressive pricing, and tons of promotional products and customized gifts.
But what about my new logo?
No problem. It's easy to upload to Vistaprint Corporate, and we can customize any number of products. Here, watch.
Wow, they do so much more than print. Check out the pens, coasters, magnets. They have it all.
We'll save money compared with our current guy, too. On average, up to 50%. And they'll ship to multiple locations, free.
Well, in that case, make that 3,000 brochures. 6 cases of mugs, 500.
Have a large order coming up? Save up to 50% off now at VistaprintCorporate.com/Greenville. That's VistaprintCorporate.com/Greenville. VistaprintCorporate.com/Greenville.
105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
All right, welcome back. Hour number one continues live from Chick-fil-A at Clemson. Always a good time here because you pretty much see important people all the time. Like, I'll be stunned if there's not a Davis Babb sighting at some point. True. In the first couple of hours. The guy's here every time I come for lunch. If he's not, then that must mean he's out of town. If he's not here, then he must be out of town today. So I fully expect to see Davis Babb in the flesh in here, the head honcho over IPTE. We're pleased to have yet another bigwig on campus. He is Scott Sampson from the annual giving office, who joins us right now talking chicken kicking, which now we can turn our attentions to because Florida State is so bad.
That's right.
Hey, Scott. What's up, man?
How are y'all?
I'm doing great. I want to ask about the chicken kicking challenge.
Yes.
And get your thoughts on some of the stuff that happened. Sure. in Raleigh. Want to go back to the phones. We'll get you in this segment. 654-ROAR is the number. This hour is brought to you by Harrys.com. Why am I okay with people rolling through the drive-thru line, snapping pictures of us? We've seen a couple people already do it. It's because I've got that Harrys. I got a haircut. It's nice. I got a trim, and I got a
haircut?
Hair shape. Friday.
Oh, okay.
Late afternoon, early
Friday. I
thought
you were going to say
Plus,
this morning.
Y'all are popular, so just look at your Twitter.
I don't know,
the
man.
The number of likes and retweets?
I don't know.
Come on.
Some of that is like
Scott
legit.
Scott is so supportive
some
of us.
I know. Some of that is just Doran hate.
He's our most like, supportive guest.
I swear people liked like all my Dave Doran hate tweets. They had to be searching his
there
name and liking all the hate
there.
Tweets. There were some good ones. Anyway, the Harry shave makes it. It makes me feel good when I roll out of bed in the morning. I get showered to get that Harry shave. It makes me feel alive. It makes you feel like you can conquer the world. The world is at your fingertips.
Well, the shirt helps, too. It's a great shirt, too.
Well, you doggone right.
I like the shirt.
You doggone right.
See,
I appreciate
just,
that.
I love it.
Scott, can Scott just be here the whole second hour?
Just our hype man.
Just saying, like, if somebody's critical, like, Quack, you're an idiot for saying that about Kelly Bryant. Scott's like, what?
Guys.
You're not that much of an idiot.
You're not sitting in here with him. He's not critical.
Absolutely right. Hey, go to Harrys.com. Get the best shave on the market right now. You can get it for free. The weighted ergonomic handle, the fire precision engineered blades, the lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich slathering shave gel, the convenient travel blade cover. They've got 100% quality guarantee, and they're so confident they're going to love your blades. They want you to try it for free. Just cover the shipping costs. That's all. If you go to Harrys.com right now, you hear the sound of my voice, you enter the code OOB at checkout, you get a post-shave balm also free. It's Harrys.com, and the code is OOB. Don't wait. Get started with Harrys today with the code OOB, and you can be as cool as Aaliyah Collier, who is here from the Clemson women's basketball team, who their season begins at 11 a.m. on Friday. We'll have the call for you right here on 105.5 The Roar. Scott, your initial, before we go to the phones here, sure. I want to talk chicken kicking, but your thoughts on what we saw in Raleigh on Saturday.
Well, I was in Raleigh, sitting in their upper deck, if you want to call it that, and I had my Fitbit, and I definitely went over 100 beats a minute a couple times.
Like, I'm going to say, checked. You get your steps in while you're up there?
I
like,
did.
What is that?
I got a lot of steps in with a couple tailgates, but, you know, when you're watching the game, you see it one time when you're there. You kind of like sometimes can overreact, but you go back and watch the replay. It's just a really good college football game. And I think that's what kind of gets you lose sight. You think about some of these other teams, you could have been like Iowa, who just killed Ohio State. That sky's not falling like that. Or it could be 62-52 like Oklahoma State. But I feel like this was just a very competitive. I mean, 9 seniors on the defensive side for NC State want it just as bad as we do on our side. So I think when you look at it as a whole, it's a great game. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad we got the W.
Because our friend Bill Pardee left before we can make fun of him, can I give him a OH550? Can I give him that one?
OH550? The headline for the Des Moines paper or whatever it was, the headline said, Woodshed, Iowa.
Ooh.
And then they put their zip code. Woodshed, Iowa.
That's messed
that
up.
That is savage.
That's messed up. Des Moines Register?
I think it was the Des Moines Register.
The only reason I know that is obviously politics. They give endorsements that somehow matter in the presidential election. Let's go to the Northern Communication phone lines. Speaking of Iowa, just a tad north of Iowa is the North Star State, and we're pleased to be joined by North Star Tiger from the land of 10,000 lakes. Hello, North Star Tiger.
Well, hello, Kelly and Quack. Nice to talk with you today.
Yes, sir.
Great win this weekend. It was a win, and that's what it was. Talking about the things that happened during the game, I haven't heard anyone speak about the assistant coach that slapped at the ball that Kayvon Wallace ran out of bounds on the last play of the game.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because that was one of the things that I tweeted out. Is that, in fact, I might just want to go find it and read it because I can't possibly come up with anything better than I. And I tweeted in real time. Dave Doran, what's interesting is that, you know, Dave Doran wants to talk about the laptop on the sidelines, and he wants to talk about all the sideline decorum. And so I just asked, I retweeted the video that says Corey Cohen, who I don't know who that is, said, did an NC State coach try to swat the ball out of a player's hands at the end? The answer obviously is yes. And so I responded, someone asked Dave Doran, champion of integrity, if this poor sideline decorum needs to be investigated. Since clearly we're not supposed to break any rules on the sideline whatsoever, we should probably just not try to, you know, whack the ball out of somebody's hands that's already out of bounds. If a player did that, it'd probably be 15 yards. So God forbid that Dave Doran, champion of integrity, has a coach that does something that doesn't actually champion integrity. I have no idea what that's about.
Yeah, well, let's rewind to the last time we were up there when Desmond Kitchens takes a cheap shot on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot about that. That's
out
a good point.
Bounds.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch that again.
Okay.
That's interesting. You bring that up. I had totally forgotten that.
Yeah. So where was the investigation on that? Desmond Kitchens. I know he played at Furman, and he was a grad assistant up at NC State. And anyway, that was, you know, that was almost Woody Hayes style.
Yes, it kind of was. It kind of was. Northside Tiger, you're going to be down here this weekend. Is that right?
Yes, I'll be there this weekend, and I'll see you at the Swan Pavilion.
Very good. I can't wait. Thanks very much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Good stuff from Northstar Tiger. You know, with laptop gate and all that entails, it really bothers me that Dave Doran tries to take the high road in anything when his best player, the best player on his football team, spent the entire first half trying to do Kelly Bryant's laundry. I can't take him seriously when he tries to play holier than thou when all that his best player did was try to steal Kelly Bryant's towels. The overwhelming sentiment, I've asked a number of people about this, the overwhelming sentiment is, dude, you're a lottery pick, and you're spending your time going out of your way to, like, bump him and taking his towels. I mean, what the heck? What the heck is Bradley Chubb thinking and doing trying to steal Kelly Bryant's towels? I just felt like, you know, I feel like that's Bush League. That's Bush League. It's just not, okay.
I thought it was kind of funny. I didn't really care about that.
You're a legitimate player. You don't play for, you know, the Citadel or something. You're a legitimate player that's about to go to the NFL.
Yeah.
Act like it.
I mean, that wasn't – look, we were too – I was too busy just dealing and handling all the boos that were happening in Carter-Finley. They were just so – it was just too much. I really didn't even notice that until I saw it on Twitter. I thought that was kind of funny. That's not the least classiest thing NC State did on Saturday because there were many other things.
That was
many,
like,
other things.
That was the median. That might have been one of the classier things they did.
And to say that Kayvon Wallace running that ball back was not classy is ridiculous because he was just trying to run out the clock. He was just trying to run out the clock.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Well,
I'd
have tried to score, too.
He happened to score,
play.
Right.
That's right.
But the bottom line is that it really did help Clemson because it ran out the clock. So it was a good football play.
Let's get one more phone call in. Top of the hour, we're going to ask Scott about the chicken kicking challenge. Let's get 07 Tiger grad in here. Hey, 07 Tiger grab, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
Love hearing that perspective from same-age folks, and that's refreshing. So y'all keep doing it, doing well. But I was up there for the game, and first true road game since I've been to Carolina. And I got to say, man, we actually had a pretty good experience. We were up in the upper deck. But one thing that we hit up was someone way walking out looked at me and said, "All about that money, ain't y'all?" So I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I guess that's
I'm sure.
I guess
you know what? If he's talking about donors, if that's what we're talking about, then maybe so. But no, I think NC State's got some pretty good players in there.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, look, that kind of stuff, that's the jealousy stuff. That's Doran feeds that side of their fan base with the hatred and the scowling and the snarky response to everything Clemson and the way they recruit with lies and slander about Clemson's program. It's just enough is enough with this guy. There's no doubt in my mind that the staff circled it. They wanted to destroy this guy, Doran, his life and career. They wanted to destroy him. And it's abundantly clear why, and the fans know it, and they eat it up there in Raleigh.
He's just a hater. That's what he is.
You doggone right. Thanks, 07 Tiger Grab. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
It would be foolish of us not to think that there's just a little bit of edge on the coaching staff because of things that have happened for years with Dave Doran and NC State.
And remember, too, Dabo generally praises a bunch of other coaches he likes. He praises Dino. He praises Paul Johnson, even Dave Clawson. But I really have never heard him praise Dave Doran.
He praised NC State. Said a guy
but
good
not
player.
Dave They're Doran. Good.
Never said his name. That's very interesting that he never said his name. We're live from Chick-fil-A at Clemson. Hour one is in the books. Hour two, Scott Sampson coming up next.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Foundation failure is a serious problem that can affect your home and business. If you suspect foundation problems, there's one company you can trust, Ramjack. At Ramjack, we begin with a free on-site evaluation. Our trained foundation repair consultants perform a detailed step-by-step analysis in order to provide you with a guaranteed solution. Some foundation companies may rush this process, not Ramjack. Ramjack does one thing and one thing only, fix foundation problems. Rely on the experts, Ramjack, the foundation repair experts for over 40 years. All work is accompanied by a lifetime transferable warranty. Call today for your free evaluation. Call 281-7861. That's 281-7861. Or visit ramjacksc.com on the web.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Takeuchi equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair. In many cases, right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Two historical NFL franchises collide in the legendary Lambeau Field tonight. Get to Joe's New York Pizza in Clemson for the Lions at the Packers. And join me as we bring Road Rage live to Joe's today. 3-7. Come for the show. Stay for the game.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is now accepting documents for you to change your current card to a federally approved Real ID. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year.
Required documents on file with the SCDMV. Driving privileges in good standing. A regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Hey, what took you so long to get to the game? You missed two touchdowns.
Aw, oh, man. I can't believe I missed them.
I thought you were going to be at my tailgate. It was epic.
I had some traffic issues, you know? That mess they call the gateway. First, there was a lane closure, then an accident. Must have added 20 minutes to the drive. By the time I got to Clemson, I couldn't find a good parking spot.
What is wrong with you? Why didn't you take the Southern Connector?
Because I didn't think there'd be a problem getting onto 85, and I didn't have any change to pay the tolls.
See, that's your problem. You don't think. There are only 7 home games. Then the season we waited for all year will be history. Why chance it?
Okay, I made a mistake, but that won't happen twice. Next time, I'm taking the Southern Connector.
Take the Southern Connector to the game and get a PAL pass so you don't need to carry change. If you sign up for a new account by November 30th, we'll kick in a transponder and $10 in free tolls. Call 1-866-PAL-PASS or check us out at southernconnector.com. Some restrictions apply.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Okay, good luck with the slow descent into madness.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm more than just
hour two out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich, live on 105.5 The Roar. We're live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Come by and see us the next 2 hours. We'll be here. Chicken nuggets are here by the dozens, if not thousands.
By the 17 and a halfs?
I still have not. That's the spread.
That's the spread for Clemson, Florida State. Ba-doom. I might say that once a segment, if I'm that's okay. Go.
By the 17 and a half. They should give 17 and a half. We'll talk to Herb Tyler about that, giving out 17 and a half nuggets in a box.
17 and a half nugs?
How do you get the half?
Like you just cut one in half.
Who are you hiring for the day to chop that nugget in half, the one nugget? Like you get 30, say you want to do it, you get 35 nuggets, you got to chop the one in
half.
Herb
is so dedicated to the cause that he would totally do that.
Unbelievable.
Maybe the line will go down to 17, make it easier for everybody.
Hey, we love chicken nuggets.
Of course.
I don't think that you can give chicken nuggets as a gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, wrap it up in packaging, like for days and days and days and days.
As a gift?
Well, I know that you would. I think that'd be harder to do, right? It'd be hard to, like, get chicken nuggets like that and make sure that they stay fresh. Like, for instance, for Christmas.
Tough to sustain the freshness.
Right, that's exactly right. No such issue with Omaha Steaks. The holidays are fast approaching. Order a gift for everyone on your list with a click of a mouse. I love the Omaha Steaks gift package. I love it because I like a variety of various meats. I don't like just steak, but they have it. I don't like just pork, but they have it. I don't like just sausages, but they have it. All this stuff. I'm going to tell you something. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. $49.99. You can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code William in the search bar. 75% off. 75% just for our listeners. Everything you're getting for less than $50. You ready? You ready for the list?
Yeah, give me the list of the food.
2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and a partridge in a pear tree, plus you get 4 additional kielbasa sausages absolutely free. So that's 8. That's BOGO kielbasa. Unbelievable. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code William in the search bar. 75% off. $49.99 for the Omaha Steaks family gift pack. It's a gift guaranteed to be hit with Omaha Steaks.
I've heard those apple tartlets are exceptional.
I don't like fruity desserts. Dare I say it. I don't like fruit pastries, but I love the caramel apple tartlets. They're the perfect mixture of like mushy, gooey goodness in the middle and a little crusty, like with some solidity to it. There's some form to them on the outside. Really, I like hits the spot, the caramel apple tartlet. Unbelievable. Scott Sampson is here to talk about the chicken kicking challenge.
Yes,
hello.
Sir. How are you?
You went to, by the way, we're good. Are you okay? You good? He asked, how are y'all?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you, Scott. Oh, thank you so much for asking.
I just want to give you an opportunity to tell Scott
Scott's
how you're doing.
Scott's here to be positive and support us.
That's
and
right.
It's been great.
That's correct. You were in Raleigh?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Scale of 1 to 10. The horror story people say, so many people have felt the need to tell people, like, our trip didn't suck. Our trip did, because everybody thinks that, like, the NC State fans were just, like, waiting for Clemson fans outside to, like, punch them.
I didn't get barked at.
No, right?
Think of the positives.
Well, they don't bark like Georgia fans bark.
They might growl.
They do howl.
I don't know.
They
howl
a
little bit. Yeah. They do.
Do which, a lot of this.
I mean, I howl a lot of games, too, but it's not a howl. It's more of a woo, you know, like that. It's kind of close.
You woo?
I do woo. Oh. Yes, I do. I do woo. Not woohoo,
okay,
but I will woo. Yes, I do.
I'm a proud woohooer.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know.
It's a millennial in me.
Me, you, Robin Scherbatsky, we woo. The Chicken Kicking Challenge today. People check their email inbox. What are they going to find?
They're going to have one final email that will have my interview with First Lady Beth Clements. If you click on any of the hot links in the email, you can go straight to our giving page where you can watch her interview, and you can also donate on that page. We are at 530 donors so far. That was as of 8 o'clock this morning, and there's probably more now. But we have until this weekend, so if we want to get 1,000 donors, now's the time.
We've talked about the build up to a down here at the end.
Right.
This is like crunch time, right? This is the time when people actually who've been, you know, kind of thinking about it, him hawing around. This is a time when they need to make the donation, and this is a time when you need to be telling people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to remind people this is a time when, you know, you said you were going to make that donation.
Well, I got two quick stories. The first is I had a scholarship story this past August where a friend and donor of mine let me know that there was a student from Columbia. Mom works 3 jobs, needed help with books, and could I help? And I said, well, I can look into it. So emailed our financial aid director, Jeff Holliday. He said, pass me her name and CUID. And I did. And in 24 hours, they were able to provide her cash for her books the fall and spring semester.
Wow.
And this is where this challenge comes in, and it's the importance of taking it, is because if people don't give dollars to the challenge, then there's not more stories like this. The only reason this girl was able to get money for her books back in August when I looked into it was because people made gifts to Clemson and support scholarships, and that money was there to help her out. And I've got a group right now with Katie Stone and Lindsay Culler. It's a group of mine from college. It's like their 9th reunion tailgate this week, or Citadel. But leading up to it, they've been sending out emails and stuff. And she challenged them in the email and said, listen, we're in our 30s. We have jobs. We're settled. I want $25 a person or 50 per couple, because I want 100% participation from this group. And so I said, hey, that's close to $1,000 if you guys could do that. So this is the type of thing you think about, is you're impacting students, and more stories like this one from August take place if you take our challenge. That's exactly what it's for.
That's awesome stuff, Scott. And remind people, too, when they do donate, there's also an added thing with donations that go back into the community.
Absolutely. So when we hit 1,000 donors, because we will hit 1,000 donors, 1,000 chickens will be donated from Spring Mountain Farms to Clemson Community Care, Helping Hands, and Golden Corner Food Pantry. And we'll hope to do that in the next week or two, so it's in time for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So you're also helping Clemson community if we reach our goal of 1,000 donors.
And because we're at Chick-fil-A, you do get a Chick-fil-A gift card, right, when you donate?
That's right. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca with Herb and Carol Tyler have provided gift cards in the past for the first 1,000 donors, and they're doing it again this year. So if you're one of the first 1,000, you're going to get a gift card to Chick-fil-A.
I was very privileged last spring to MC, well, really it was winter because it was like ice cold, it was 30 degrees, MC an event with Miss Beth Clements. What an awesome lady. Isn't she great?
She is. And if you get a chance to watch her interview, you'll see she's wearing a very specific outfit. It is a tiger costume, which is funny because she texted me that day when we were doing the interview and said, now what type of thing do I need to wear to this? And I said, well, act like you're going to lunch, but not necessarily hosting in the president's suite. And she showed up just like that, and she said, or I can wear this, and pulls out this tiger costume.
What?
And so she put on the tiger costume and did the full interview in a tiger suit.
Clock, we were tailgating up in Raleigh, and President Clements and Mrs. Clements, not even kidding, I was just with friends, walk by us, say hey, chat with us for a bit, take some pictures. They were just walking by and visiting every tailgate. It was really cool.
How about that? Yeah. That is really cool. Now, y'all were in the, I mean, y'all were in the,
we were by the alumni tailgate.
I was going to say, y'all were in the hub right there.
President Clements with orange loafers on. Bright orange loafers.
I need some orange.
Killing it.
I'll be honest. That's something in my wardrobe that I need. Yeah. I desperately need the
Christmas,
orange loafers.
Christmas, make it happen.
Right?
Put it on your list.
I need that. Right behind Omaha Steaks. And put that on there. And let's go back to the phones, and then we'll give people the call to action one more time on the Chicken Kicking Challenge. 654-ROAR is the phone number. In fact, while we get a couple, we got a couple people on hold right now. Hang on with you. We'll get right to you here. I got a couple texts that I really want to. Where is the text that I was trying to get? Some NC State people. I forgot about this. Isaiah Battle, the Thursday night. Was it Doran's first year there, the Thursday night, where Isaiah Battle uppercutted Jarvis Byrd? Yes. And apparently people have said, and this texter from 864 says it, that maybe that's why they're so salty with Clemson.
I think they're salty because they've lost 13 of the last 14.
Yeah, that might be a reason.
Would you agree that it's over? Like, it's over for Doran. It's over. The dream is dead. His program is dead. Every day now is closer to him, you know, getting fired and moving on. Doing something else.
Is the dream coaching at NC State? If that's the dream, I don't know.
Well,
seems like a sad dream.
He's not getting another job the way he's burned every bridge.
It's true. Could go to Florida. I don't know.
He could go to Florida. Look, he's actually not done that bad a job. In fact, before we go into rip Doran some more, I would like to say some nice things about Dave Doran. I know people did not tune in to hear me say nice things about Dave Doran today. People tune in to hear me destroy this guy, and trust me, it's coming. But I do want to say this. I thought NC State's fatal flaw in the game would be trying, and I said this multiple times over multiple weeks, that they would lose it trying to prove how much smarter they were than everybody else. They would run gadget plays where they didn't need to run gadget plays. They'd be tricky when they needed to be conventional and run straightforward. They'd have 65 motions and get confused and snap the ball over the quarterback's head too early or too late or whatever. And that their offense could get so complicated by choice that they lose the ability to actually score points. Saw them do it against Louisville. They get a goal to go, three tricky plays, fumble the ball. Louisville, you know, was going the other way. They could have blown Louisville out in the first half if they just called a more conventional game. Can I tell you, that was the one thing that I thought more than anything else that I was impressed by with NC State was that their game plan wasn't super tricky. Now, it was nuanced and it was inventive and it was multiple, and they did some things schematically, offensively, that gave Clemson big-time problems, especially in the first half. And I really didn't see anything Clemson did that kept them from doing in the second half, but there were a couple things they did that I wondered, why am I not seeing this more in the second half? Yeah. They put up almost 300 yards basically because they just ran their stuff. They weren't doing double reverse passes and all kinds of they were just running offense.
I
thought it was
15 to 15 to start the game.
Yeah, so. It really was. Yeah. Ryan Finley was brilliant to start.
I thought Ryan Finley was better than, especially me, than I gave him credit for this week. And again, the second half, Clemson kind of did some things that messed with him, and he wasn't as good. And he threw those two picks, and I think they had four straight punts in the third quarter, which obviously was a big, big game changer there. But the first half, he was very impressive. And my theory on the secondary, and tell me what you guys think on this, when you talk about how the secondary was playing just really soft coverage in that first half, right? And mainly, I mean, you played basically two cornerbacks and Ray McLeod. I mean, that's with Trayvon Mullen and Ryan Carter. Right. Trayvon Mullen, a true sophomore, by the way. And so you did not have much depth at all. And I think part of why Clemson played such soft coverage in the first half was because it's a 60-minute game. Because if you are all over these guys in the first half and you are saying, I don't want, you know, every pass needs to be, you need to be right there, don't give them any room, blah, blah, blah. Can they put up the fight and be as aggressive as they were in the third and fourth quarters when you're literally playing two cornerbacks and a wide receiver at corner?
That's fair point.
I think just fatigue issues were there.
Well, think about Ryan Carter was getting tired of the slant and having to come up, so he jumped the slant and he ran a sluggo.
Yeah.
And now luckily Finley overthrew it, but it was like that type thing that it was constant, slant, something quick. And so it was kind of like one time he won, he got the interception. The other time he got burned. But, yeah, trying to do that all game.
I just don't know if it's feasibly possible when you're playing two corners and Ray to be that aggressive in coverage for 60 minutes.
What I found interesting was, did you notice the play after that sluggo, the little slant and go that they ran that Finley overshot the mark? That Carter jumped it again. The second, or maybe it was Mullen on that side. They threw a slant the next play. They set up a slant with a slant and go, and they still jumped it, meaning they're going to jump the slant. Yeah, they're going to make Ryan Finley go over the top of them as many times as he can. If they're going, but they were not going to let them nickel and dime them with slants up the field. They played off, but they played off with the idea we're either going to meet the same time the ball does or we're going to break up that pass.
Sure.
I thought. Let's go to the phones. We get one more phone call before we hit our next break. Ben in Folly Beach is up with us. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Hey, Quack and Kelly, I appreciate you getting me on today.
Sure.
I just wanted to give a big shout-out to the Tigers for bringing home the W again this week. And there's several points that I probably could bring up today, but there's the old saying that you're only as strong as your weakest link. And a big, glaring void in Clemson right now, and I really hope the coaching staff, someone with Clemson ties is really listening to this, is the kicking game. But I'm not talking about our field goal kicking. I'm talking about our kickoffs, okay? We are a defending national championship team. Division I, we should have probably won in 15 against Bama. Our special teams, you know, didn't work out the way we wanted it to that night, okay? And so we're kicking the ball off. You know, nothing personal to Spence, if you're listening. You can't kick the ball out twice. You can't spot Finley on the 35-yard line two times during the game with his kind of arm. It results in points at least one time. There are guys all around the nation kicking that football out of the end zone at all different levels every week. Clemson needs to have a kicker that can put that ball in a touchback situation 8 out of 10 times. What's wrong? And this is a question I got with y'all. I want to give you your thoughts on it. What's wrong with having our field goal kicker kick the field goals to get one of the other kickers to put that ball out? And I'm not trying to bring up Drew Classic because I'm from Charleston, but you look at his video coming into Clemson, his scout video, he's putting that ball well outside the touchdown mark every time on kickoff. So just want to get your ideas on that. Go Tigers. We're all continuing to support y'all.
Thanks, Ben. We appreciate the phone call. It's a fair question. I do think the answer to many of the kicking questions is, yes, you do have that guy. He tore his ACL.
Yeah.
It's not as if Clemson doesn't have him on the roster. And as a matter of fact, there are people that think, and look, maybe they're right, that a national championship caliber program should have two people capable of doing every kicking duty. The fact is that if you're on your backup kicker, if you're on your second choice in your program, there's probably going to be a good bit of drop-off, probably more so than most positions, because it's hard to kick, it's hard to kick off, it's hard to do this, hard to do that. Rarely do you see the second-best kickoff guy in your program go into that role and just boom the ball out of the back of the end zone 8 out of 10 times.
Yes, and I understand Ben's concern there, and I think a lot of Clemson fans feel that way, but I do think the bottom line is you have to take into account that the freakiest of freak injuries happen to your kicker. He tore his ACL in practice. That is the craziest thing that anyone would ever think to happen to a kicker. And you don't plan for that ever. With Greg Hugel, none of those out-of-bounds kicks happen. I get that. And, look, those are unfortunate because, again, you give Ryan Finley the ball at the 35. That's terrible. That's not good news for Clemson. But Dabo didn't seem too concerned about it with Spence after the game. He seems to still have confidence in him. I thought Spence's field goals looked better. Again, Dave Doran just scheming away, icing the man three times at the end of the half was ridiculous. I think he's improving. I think he's better. And I think as a Clemson fan right now, you just take it as it is. It's unfortunate. It's not how Dabo planned it to be right now. You have a really good recruit coming in who's going to be Potter, I believe
BT Potter's got a reputation.
So you're just dealing with what it is right now because a freak injury happened in practice to your starting kicker.
I agree. 100% agree with that. Before we hit our break, tell people once again, Kicking Challenge, what we got?
If you will go online to our website, you can see it through the email, or if not, you can just put in clemson.edu/isupportcu, or you can call while you're driving, 864-656-5896. We're at 530-plus donors, and we need to be at 1,000 by the weekend.
Very good. Thanks, Scott. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank
Always
you, guys.
Always a pleasure.